Okay, GWA Backstage, this is Tough Exterior, and I'm going to talk a little bit about our 5 points of the Lone Star Challenge. So obviously a lot of these questions don't really apply to me, because I already live in Texas. But since I usually do hold back on my accent for my audios, I thought I would do this because apparently I need to flex my accent a little bit. This is what I normally sound like when, like, I'm at work and it's really busy, or when I get tired and I just kind of don't really care. So instead of answering all of the questions, I'm just going to be answering some of it, and then talking about random facts about Texas, because it's a pretty awesome state, I think. Okay, so if I didn't live in the town that I live in the North Texas area right now, but if I didn't live in the North Texas area, I would probably live in Austin because, to be honest, I am a pretty big hipster. I'm aware of that, and I'm okay with that, and I would love to help keep Austin weird. I have a lot of friends that live there. We just went from one hipster town to the other post-college, and I'd love to be around them and to live near them. There's a lot of things I like about Texas. I think the things that I like about Texas the most is the sense of community. Like, everybody in Texas is happy to be from Texas, for the most part. Like, maybe not 110%, but a lot of us are happy to be here. There's a really good sense of community. Like, even if it's just a simple town, like my town that I went to high school in, like, if you find other people from there, or even from, like, another small town next to it, people get really excited, and you're instantly best friends. And even here on GWA, like, all the Texans banded together, at least all of the ones that we knew of, to make this challenge, which I think was really cool. Texan guy, thank you for putting this together, along with Blonde. You guys are pretty awesome. So I refuse to sing Deep in the Heart of Texas. I just can't. I can't get through it without giggling. So I'm going to sing instead the chorus of my favorite country song, which is White Liar by Miranda Lambert. So. Hey, white liar. Truth comes out a little at a time, and it spreads just like a fire, slips off of your tongue like turpentine. And I don't know why a liar. So that is White Liar by Miranda Lambert. But guys, like, little unknown facts about Texas. This is my favorite part. So in the DFW alone, there are more than like 10 independent breweries, which I think is pretty amazing. The town that I went to college in had like 3 independent local breweries alone. That makes for some really fun weekends. And it's good beer. Shiner is from Texas, guys. Shiner is great. My favorite Shiner beer is their Bohemian Black Lager, which was originally an anniversary brew, but then they just decided to make it year-round because it was popular enough for that. And Shiner is actually usually my default beer. If I don't know what to get, I'm gonna get a Shiner. You can't really go wrong with that. Also, there's a university in Texas called the University of North Texas that was the first university in the United States to have a bachelor's in like jazz performance arts, and their jazz bands that go off to competitions have actually won Grammys for their work and for their performances, which I think is pretty amazing. Okay, so I'm sure y'all can tell right now that I'm going like in and out of the strength, which is pretty normal for me. It really just depends on how ramped up I get. It's really bad when I drink. I have a Southern Audio, and I actually drink before that so that I could consistently have the stronger accent because I got teased when I was younger, so I learned how to control my accent a whole lot so that I wouldn't get teased. And then it just kind of stuck with me. The lower accent just kind of stuck with me for a while. But yeah, thank y'all so much for listening to this, and thank you for doing the challenge. I'm going to try and go through and listen to everybody's submissions, but the tagging on here is real crazy, as y'all know, and if you tag, like, all of the Texans, it doesn't show up. So I'm sorry if it turns out that I never comment on your challenge. It's not that I don't love you. I'm sorry. Oh my god, there's so many ums in this. Okay, but I hope y'all have a good rest of your night. Our day, or anyway, I'm gone.